USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine continues, and Ukraine's president is calling a missile strike on a train station in Ukraine a war crime, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States is doing what they can to help Ukraine.
We want to see them win. And that's why we are committing so much energy and security assistance to that country, and we'll continue to do that.
This as thousands of people are still pouring out of Ukraine every day. Ukraine's deputy prime minister saying on Friday that over 6,600 people evacuated through humanitarian corridors on Friday alone. Senate lawmakers are calling for a hearing on the Biden administration's plan to lift Title 42 in May. The plan to lift the border restrictions drawing condemnation from both sides of the aisle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Mexico has replaced China as a dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across into the United States.
And since the People's Republic of China scheduled fentanyl-related substances, U.S. law enforcement now assesses most fentanyl seized in the United States is manufactured in Mexico.
That's State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh. He told a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow. DEA agents seized 3 million counterfeit prescription pills last year. That's three times more than in 2020. The White House says President Biden could get COVID as the number of cases rise in Washington, D.C. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president follows strict COVID protocols, including regular testing. This comes on the heels of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi testing positive for COVID after being at the White House on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee sent out letters earlier this week demanding answers from the 51 former intelligence officials who claimed reports of emails from Hunter Biden's laptop dealing influence peddling before the 2020 presidential election were Russian disinformation. The letter comes as more media outlets, including the Washington Post and New York Times, have authenticated the younger Biden's emails, prompting Republicans to prepare for hearings if they capture the majority in November. The COVID-19 pandemic is having an impact on Americans' lives. A new Kaiser Family Foundation poll shows Americans continue to be impacted by the virus as they live their daily lives. The plurality of U.S. adults, roughly 42%, say they are doing some but not all of the activities they enjoyed before COVID. Another 41% say their lives have basically returned to normal or COVID didn't have a major impact on their activity level. Former Late Show host David Letterman is revealing he spent time in a Rhode Island hospital last year. In a video posted on YouTube, Letterman detailed the fall he suffered in Providence last August, claiming he tripped, hit his head on a sidewalk, and got knocked unconscious. He used the video to thank Rhode Island Hospital and said the staff turned something scary into a fun little project. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.